cut off the allotments, so the
young people, like those little kids running around here, they can't apply for allotments, and they don't have the right to shares in the corporations either. They get nothing. And that's something that people have brought up at quite a few of the meetings. That's a feature of the ANCSA that a lot of people are concerned about.
Tam naguk inuyak tuat inuit isumalu tigirangat guk tutin ngarok mekhlektut nagutai chuat ilyaungi chuat corporations ni tam naguk sama ukauti pakasakat isumalu tigivlugo asiguk ilyangi lugok mekhlektur tamatko ilyaungi chuat corporations ni tamatko guk tavra ukal ukausare kasake.
So some people have got native allotments and they've got shares. Some people have just got shares, and some people, mainly children, don't have any allotments and don't have any shares.
Ilangiyuk Inuit native allotments kaktut nunakaktut native allotments tigun asisuli ilangit Inuit nagute kaksin nyamiut native allotments gisluting asisuli guk tamat ko mehlektuat aglan guk nagutaichut nunaichullo.
I don't know but it, whether anybody planned it that way, but that's the way it came out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joby. I can see if it's right, J-O-B-R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Roosevelt Paniak, President of the Nunamute Corporation, also Vice President of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and also a member of several ad hoc committees associated with the village or the slope. The comment I'd like to make is that Anaktuvuk Pass is a fairly new village by most settlement standards, in it that some of the first settlers here that put Anaktuvuk Pass together are still living. So it was 1949 about that Anaktuvuk Pass had a, you know, let's say a permanent sod house here. Before that, my people were nomadic people, and in a generation the people have seen the changes from this nomadic life to, let's say, the high technology life that we must lead today from here on. The ANCSA settlement was a boon to many, but in my feeling, I think was a kind of a drawback for some of the people here, because we've had to rush through a lot of things in a way, because we've had to adjust ourselves into, let's say, the Western way of life. While a lot of people received their native allotments, there was some of us that did not, or have not been approved of our allotments because of a 1906 law, which forbids claiming any lot or land because of Congress passed a law in 1906, you know, forbidding that. That was my personal case, but there are several here. Now that we are, you know, surrounded by the National Park Service or gates of the Arctic National Park, and to the north we have our regional corporation land, and adjacent to us is, you know, we have our own land here. A lot of people are having the feeling of being closed in. The subsistence way of life is greatly hindered by, you know, a lot of factors. Where, you know, prior to that, as Hirohigu said, this was ours to begin with, and that, you know, none of the congressional acts, you know, should even apply to us because it was ours to start with and should be, you know, continue to do so. So ANSCA, in my feeling, had left us with many loopholes because, you know, they claim that we have a subsistence way of life or access to any of the lakes that we have here, you know, adjacent to us. It sometimes impedes the lifestyle here. So, as with any other case, I think, like I say, there are loopholes that can work against us. And for many, I see, again, not being repetitive, but I'd like to see a repeal of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, because when the law was passed, a lot of the young people didn't apply because of age, or did not know, or was not aware of what would happen later on. Now, being head of this corporation, I see a movement where the board time and time again has decided that we should retain the holdings that we have and the land we have, so that the ones that would inherit the land and the stocks would enjoy what we have in years past. Because in the long run, if, you know, if we retain what we hold, I think the better off we will be. That is all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Roosevelt Panek, Atingagur Roosevelt Panek, Kauhlirok Nunamit Corporation, me, Vice President of Lunisuli ASRC, good. Asisuligur Ilarok ad hoc committees, me. Asigur Unanuna Nutarok Suli, Inilak Palungagat, Ilangisuligur Inuit Mani Inurut Suli, 1949 Migur Sama. Igluliu ngaruat sad house. Icheliu ngicho. Ivrulik. Samagok Ivrulik haktuat 1949 me. Inuit yuk temani inyusu ngavluting, iglik luting. Damnagoq Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Inuyaktonun inugunun. Nakung agalwaktok aglanguk sama suli isumanganili tamna kinguwaktoatun inilangammiok. Kelamehrok tuhrau ngaruatun guk alanguta peagatangarok inyuchinginyun. Tamani guk anaktuwag miuten na isumakagurut. Tamna suligo native allotments tigun 1906 tafruma pitkoram nunan 1906 gum tafruma pitkoram. Nunakagalwak tugudguk maani anak tuwagmi aglanguk Gates of the Arctic National Park tapko suliguk kanin miut. Tamna lekaw nagirangat nunangat nunaginirangat. Ang unyag nagiguk si garanak singarok. Tamna suliguk nunak nunangat. Beginning of Lugunutim, Asisuligok, Harry Hugum Okalungi, Dena, Ipere Okalungi. Beginning a Gadgok Nuna, Mani Tuak Nutim, Pigigixi. Angsa Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Gok Avroa Lutaroa Tun Ittok Asigok Tamatkoa Angsami Putu Kaktoa Tun Inmiok Asitafruma Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Gum Sigarniutigi Sigarniok Tua Kun Iglektit Kasi. Tamnagok pitkorak inilag marung inuyak tuat nutagat ilaw ngayot. Asigok isumalago tigigamiyong tamna kauhlerit. Isumakaksimar tigumipiago hlugi tamatko apigirangi nutim. Naguting isuli tigumilugi. Kingunik rangigok sigarnaitua kun igilikugaluak lugi tamatkoa nagutingi pigiruhuragigaluare tamatkoa nunangi tiummilugi. Tenaligok isumakaktok.
Could we hear the views of others? Yes, sir.
Okay. My name Raymond Panek. Member of Village Council. Also member of school board and also fishing game license officer here at Inuktitut Pass. And I'm involved with other activities. Oh, I'm sorry, can I go back to anything? I would rather say it in my language, maybe.
Certainly.
Tamna 1971 me. Land Alaska Native Settlement Act. Litavra Pilungman. Ihumara, Ihumara Tingarunga. Uko our grandfathers Apabulu Utukana at Inuit. Hegelgani Hoding. About Tailata Kangat. Ahitema about Tai Kahalu Pangmami. Pierre Mutigilu Tem. Ilo Kahalu. Iyangit. Pierre Mutigilu. Pingarut. Pitkurio Kahoding. Angoniani Kulu. Nunakulu. Ilihimabulu. Nayo kulu inyo niya abe pangabulu upena aklo mi ukikalo mi tapko kuri kaudi gila galuik ang unay anik ilokang nik tapko nang ni kuri kaudi gila galuik ilihi magat ki ahi wit kuyo mahugalo kikinyuk tapko Utukkanat, Sekelakilata Hoding. Pilluktinjala Kangat, Alaskan Native Settlement Act, Tamna 1970, Tamna Kangat. Ahi. Tamna Pillungman. Ah. Nakuru Alo, Nakungichu Ali Lukangnik, Atulingaikput. Naku hatani ayah juga loka angunnya anak putam na. Habau time merung ibu lipta. Sekejap nak hilang arok pengmam sekejap nak hilang arok. Hiboni. Lysin tulai kalau aktor tu ni yang unik tuat. Pemet ni kau ni pelajar kalau aktor. Pangmami. Atuling agat mana. Akhir tema. Ubagut hegel ni ok. Dalam kita. Hegel ni uling agut. Uban ilkanya ngucuk tema let nuna akhirat. Hegelkan ibu lingam itu. Ahi, after tamna 1971 me alaskan ibu selmak pilungman. Untuk kanap teh habau tai kengat mat kuat. Regional corporation ni, corporation tinggi lu habau lekut. About time we got to hear the new all hoting. Hell again, I'm not told about tiling that. Could you take it? I get Jagalan. About time, my rookie lock, and yet a look you feel at Taylor and your toot. Kahima Yai kept holy money mark. Can only keep carving him. Kahima rock, Tony. Jani jauh mung mat kau kubangan nak tu bang menjauh mung hehehe kebeluting kahemer jejak tak tuat hehehe kelingar pang mami tamna wa angun ya anek put habau tai kali Tap kuning alike in afjane jawlung fishing game nun ah so aning ago pinilu kalorat tamna word cage of the arctic national park matko holy fishing game. Hegelini octalaho de piut. Cheech of lard dictam no valuk. Hegelini octaling a root. Okautari kangat. Here him. Roosevelt looked up for come up. Kanga hiccup go. Arctic slope exchange. Nunak him me to give Luke of Puluik. Angone Avic Pudlo, Abungalo, Abanihamma, Kakto, which canning and need talk. National Wildlife Refuge in Nau Kangat. Him me to give my room. Here is your name. Tell a paid longer road, Angone Avic Tingney at all run a captain. Okay, will you open an arm? Okay, me tied now Nigala, Agalan of Pinarami. Here can you tell a route? He won a Pisugata Hoda Pinaram pick up tip. Here can you light your good pung mummy, a lung woman. Matkuning a TV nick. Here are calling a route. Here are Alipair Langer route to Matkuning. Hey, Nunamun Nur Lagalunga Native Alatman Hulitamatko Roti Kangit, Roti Gipal Lagaluch Native Alatman Wood Mostly on North Side Avan Hilla Diptigni, Unia Tigni, and I act over Tigni. Mirnur Khan Village, Kailaid Meget, Mirnur Kahoti Yok, Huli Cage of the Arting Me, Native Ladmani Umayum, Ulla Kaumi, Pumit Kaktu Kura Lehuni Pang Mummy, Hegelgan Yulinger Wood Nunamik. Hey. Nunamin Gama 1991 Liham Mati Kapko Inuit Nunangit Tim Mikolo at Kale Nunai Nunabut Tunit Tahani of the Kerilan Yulak Palunia on a toot. Ahe Hulihum Mati Raka. Tamna shares. Oh, shares need pinging yama. The car utokan utok utokala rock to it, pagmamitrunga road, nunangit. Kano di kano lutem na king yahibat. Native of land and meat. Utoka rock to it. Being a road. Natrix to Europeak to it. Native of land. Mengit, nuna kerak tangan itu untuk kengat, finger utah him mak.
Oh, cemat kau nak kacang orang ini nuna ni.
Cemat kau buat nanti kerawal lok tu ni di pelan men. Ukur kahut dia lu kah, kejar berdating meter lu. Nak cekum magalo at ko bunga. 1991 na ko kinyakap kuli. Inuit piala niya ang naktut. Abingaw man niya ahawigit ka. Nuna tigilo. Siya tigilo. Ilang eh tuni yang ulut, ilang eh tuni ulut. Pelan ya ahwi rakyat tahun 1991 tiki cuma nyakpan. Ahiwa imah bau telinga kalau kat pengmamitlo akhirnya tak kalu. Nat kik nyahi kalau apa hehe lagi nak kehiu nak tu nak kik nyanyi akan nak tay matamak. tigit patamilit sa kong gihing naktut gihenik. Nunang ilyo nyo siyang ilyo tigumit kumawra alo at yung kito nakabot kimatak king ulikira utibot pihukta at ako niyamigat ay mahigil ganyok niyamigat nunabot inyong tunay lakpaga chahit ay kito nakabot tumat ko nunakaray chakilyo ding Huli. Yung matigira ka ka, hirilige na kong naktuak. Tax. 1991 May Corporation. Pilok 1991 tikit pan tax. Dahama. Akilinyaan nga. Hegelik nga kaniya ang naktuktam na ba habaw takara kalong at ilo akhilyo abang langat at pihok na ako mga ilga ako nakita bura ilang akhilyo ilang ahi kanuha kalong tax ubaw na tama pangmamayon ni hegelik nga kaniyarok tema tikit patema ni Hegelik na kaniya ang unaktok. Taburong agalan.
Raymond Paniak, he's the member of the school board and member of the village corporation. He's also working for the Fish and Game as a license officer in Anaktuvuk Pass, and he's also involved with other local activities. When the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act was passed in 1971. I had a thought and a feeling that our grandfathers and elders had really worked hard to make this into being. And they lived a difficult lifestyle at times to work towards that. They created laws in hunting and for land protection. Some of the elders that are that had worked towards this passage of the Land Claims Act are now deceased, but they worked very hard in doing what they had to do to make ANCSA work. And for example, when the passage of the land claims of 1971 passed, he has seen two sides. There's a positive and a negative lifestyle with the passage of the land claims. I felt that it was going to be good, but it has become more difficult. Previously, we never had to use licenses or permits, but nowadays we have to have them. And this has caused a hardship for our lifestyles, and not just here in Anaktuvuk, but in other places. When the passage of the Land Claims Act was passed in 1971, the elders are either deceased or there's still some leaders that are still working with the corporations, and they still strive to work for the betterment of ANCSA. I am thankful for their hard work. They endured hardship, They had to attend meetings, and they had to experience difficulties in working towards better solutions. The fish and game, the place where he works, they are trying to work together with the Gates of the Arctic, the national park. We have been experiencing difficulties and hardships, but we are still trying to work some of the problems out that are still present. I didn't get that place near Bader Island. Tamna Bader Island, Okautigiranga Wildlife Refuge. With the passage of ANCSA, we had to trade some of our hunting area for land near Bader Island, the wildlife refuge. And the land that was our hunting area that we used in the fall and the spring was traded with the wildlife refuge. And we never used to have these difficulties before to go into the Gates of the Arctic Park. But now we are having a hard time. And one of the excuses that they use is the usage of the ATV, all-terrain vehicles. And in order to get into the Gates of the Arctic, we need to have special licenses and permits, whereas we never used to have them before. Moving to the land, native allotments, the native allotments in the north side, the neighboring areas where we grew up and hunted. They have stated that there's minerals on those lands, so they haven't conveyed those lands to us. And this needs to be corrected. They still have not conveyed any land to us on the north side, the native allotments lands, because they state that there's minerals in them. And we also need permits to go into the lands of the Gates of the Arctic. In my feeling, I want the people to retain their lands, because if we sell the lands, then we will really experience hardship. As for the allotments, native allotments, where the elders are now deceased, the lands that the elders used to retain through native allotments, these really need to be corrected. There's some lands that are within the Gates of the Arctic Park, and then there's some other native allotment lands, but the elders who are now deceased, he would like to see those native allotment lands corrected. There's a lot of confusion in those. When I look at 1991, I feel that the people will be divided. Some will want to sell their shares, and some will not want to sell their shares. There's going to be mass confusion during that time. Presently, I know that they are still trying to work these problems out on how to deal with 1991. I wonder if they will have time to rectify these. I wonder if they'll be able to work some things out before 1991. I really want the people to retain their lands, because our future generation should have something for us, from us. I want the people to hold on to the lands for the future generations. As for taxation, taxes, paying taxes, the corporations in 1991 will experience difficulty in paying taxes. We really need to amend that area. The taxation needs to be worked out. Presently, it is difficult to pay taxes even now, and we really need to look into the tax problem. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Paniak. Could I just ask a question, Mr. Paniak? I didn't understand. You said that some of the people have allotments, native allotments, within the park, but the people that that own the allotments are now dead.
And no, you. This was, wait. The native allotments on the north side, near where they grew up and they hunted, those are the lands that haven't been conveyed to them because there's minerals in them. North side me.
Inside National Park.
Oh. Yes, there's some inside the gates of the Arctic native allotments, and the elders are now, some of them are now deceased.
Well, you said that those should be corrected. What did you mean by that? What should be done with them?
Well, one thing I see, I think the will was not written to the family members.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think should happen to the land in the allotments?
Well, I think if we didn't have any laws like that, I think the relatives or family members should get used of the land.
I see. I understand. Thank you.
One of the things that should be noted, Tom, is that writing of wills is a very foreign concept. It has just come into being with the Alaska Legal Services, and they're starting to be aware of it, that they have to write wills. But before that, it still is a hard concept to understand, to write of wills.
That was,
I'm me.
For the record, that was the evidence of Eileen McLean.
Yeah, my evidence.
Would some others like to speak? In Barrow, we had to stay 3 nights till about midnight every night. About 55 people spoke in Barrow. The trouble was to get them to stop talking and get home at night. Pardon? Well, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
I think the elders motivated them.
After that, you could take the microphone to the ladies if you wanted to. Maybe we've done that before. Mm-hmm. Would any of you ladies like to say something? Please feel free. Just before you do that. This is Eileen McLean as Donahue.
Vanga gok Donahue gurunga kinya ukauk tuak. Apek kote kausi lu sama apek ruyu minyak tu si. Kiyu minyak migay kiyak sama.
My name is Leela Aguk, and I've got a question. I got a allotment and a property at my name, in my name, and I also have inherited land from my daddy. And if I make a will to make a restricted will not to be sold by my children, will that help, or what can I do?
Well, if you leave your allotment to your children, they can't sell it without the permission of the Secretary of the Interior. All of the allotments are restricted. Whether it's restricted, even if you don't say it in your will, that is, if your daddy passed it on to you, you can't sell it without the permission of the Secretary of the Interior. If you leave it to your children, they can't sell it without the permission of the Secretary of the Interior. And so I think that's not something that you have to worry about. And by the way, allotments aren't subject to taxation even in 1991. The allotments are going to remain free of any taxes. And that's that's an important thing.
Thank you,
ma'am.